never painted out old Jacob Marley's name. There it stood for years and years, it always looked the same. Sometimes people new to town called Scrooge by Marley's name. To Scrooge it mattered not a whit, to him it was all the same. Twisted hand at the grindstone was old Scrooge, squeezing, wrenching, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel had ever struck out, so much as one generous glimmer, coldly clinging to himself, closely closeted in his cloister, secret, smug and self-contained, solitary as an oyster. Nobody ever stopped him on the street to say, howdy Scrooge, what's doing? He lived his life without a wife and he never thought of wooing. No beggars stuck out their hands to him, no kiddos begged him for a sweet, and if you were lost you would never ask him how to get to such and such street. Even the blind men's dogs seemed to know him, and when they saw him coming on, they tugged their owners into doorways, and then they tucked their tails as he passed on. Oh, what did Ebenezer carry was the very thing he liked, to edge his solitary way along the crowded passing line, warning all human sympathy. Its own good distance was what old Scrooge was real good at, and he practiced with persistence. Yeah, Scrooge was a mean old man, and he did not care who knew it. His wits were sharp as the end of his nose, and he never ever blew it. He lived alone all to himself, and he didn't give a hoot. A hoot. A hoot. For anyone else in the whole wide world except Ebenezer Scrooge. Oh.